Welcome to another teaching from City Life Church Wollongong. For more information about our church, log on to www.citylife.org.au.
We're going to do something different tonight. That's why I don't have a stool and I do have a whiteboard. Whoa! I know change is difficult, but you know, we're young, we can handle it. We're adaptable. I'm going to draw a giraffe. No, I'm not. It's just for people who were there yesterday. So we're going to do something different tonight. I really hope it doesn't bomb. My hand's stuck. There we go. I haven't got a message tonight. So, we are going to pray for grace. We are going to do a live message. Live, not message prep, but a live soap. If you have ever, I'm not talking about like having a shower or washing yourself or something with soap, but soap is an acrostic that is used to talk about reading the Bible. So the last couple of weeks we've been doing this series on routines and just talking like really about, you know, why we read the Word, why it's important to build a routine of that. Last week we had Josh and Kia, we had a great discussion about, you know, how to build those routines, what to do about things that are obstacles to those routines, all of that sort of stuff, which has been great. But tonight, I want to do something really practical and just show one way of just getting a really good stuff out of your time reading the Word. And it's called soap. And so we're going to hand out a little card that we made. And SOAP just is an acrostic that stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. So, does that make sense? SOAP. So basically, it's just a guide to how you can read the Bible. And tonight, what I want to do is, I'm going to get somebody in a minute to just give me a chapter of the Bible, and we're going to do it together. It's going to be fun. My rule is New Testament, not Revelation. You got to make it easy for me. Come on. Well, okay. Psalm, maybe. Yes. So what it is Scripture. So Scripture, you're reading the Bible, yeah? Not Harry Potter and journaling from that. So it's taking the time. You've got a little card there. Everyone got one? Yes. Keep that. It's free. Don't say we never give you anything. So Scripture. So we're talking about the Word of God. It's reading the Bible. It's taking the time. I don't know whether, you know, we were talking last week about reading plans. Whatever it is, there's a way that every day you're going to read something of God's Word. Yep. So if I'm writing this, if we pretend that this whiteboard is my journal. Now, I usually use Evernote as my journal because it's easy. But maybe you use a journal. Maybe you bought a little exercise book, I don't care. So this is my journal today. It's a whiteboard. So you get your Scripture and you write it down. You write the Scripture out. You write down it. I just copy and paste the verse that I'm talking about. Observation. So what is this Scripture about? This is really simple. You know, what is happening? What is the content of the passage? And what is God saying? Application, what does this mean to me? How does this apply? That's application, yeah. How does this apply to my life? So the thing that I have read, because we know that the Bible is living and active, yeah? We know that it's not just an old book, but it's God speaking to us. And so everything that I read in the Word is going to apply to me and to my life and my situation. And what I think is amazing about the Word of God is here we have a book that was written thousands of years ago, but the things in it are relevant today. The things in it speak to me today. So how does it apply to me? And then I'm going to turn this observation and this application from this Scripture into a prayer. And the prayer is, usually my prayer is, God, help me to apply your Word. Help me to do whatever it is that I feel like you've told me to do from this. Does that make sense? So we're going to try it tonight. It's going to be fun. If it's a total fail, there's Spanish food and nobody will remember. So it'll be all right. That's why we're doing it this week. So I need a book of the Bible between Matthew and Jude. I was about to say 3 John and I was like, oh, that's not right. Jude. Okay, so Jude. Okay, now I need a chapter that is in Jude, which is 1, because there's only 1. All right, so if you have a Bible, open it up. You can do this with me. We're going to do this together tonight. It's not all up to me. And we're going to get there, but I started from the back. I didn't realize I had such a long index in the back of my Bible. Before we do this, I'm going to pray, because that's my addition to soap is persoap. It's a silent P, and that's pray. Pray first and pray at the end. I'm praying first that God would speak to me through his word. So let's pray. God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that when we build a routine of living in your word, that you speak to us and that it makes a difference in our lives. God, we know that it's not stale, it's not dry, but it's alive. And so God, right now I pray that you would just really speak through your word to all of us. God, that you would just put something fresh in our hearts. And God, that this would work and I wouldn't stuff it up. Amen. 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 So a couple of thoughts in terms of reading the Bible for me that are always helpful. Number one, I think I've already said, it's alive, yeah? So God is trying to speak. So when I come to the Word, when you come to the Word, even if it's just for a few minutes in the day, come with an expectation that God is going to speak to you. Yeah. The other thing that I find really useful is to look for Jesus all the time. The Bible is the story of God, and the story of God is the story of Jesus. The story of the Bible is that we were lost by ourselves, but then we were saved by the grace of Jesus, and because of that, we can have life for eternity. Amen. That's the story of the Bible. That's the message overall that the Bible is trying to tell. So whenever I'm reading the Bible, I want to look for Jesus. That includes the Old Testament, because the Old Testament is just this prophecy and this proclamation that Jesus is coming. Then the Gospels, Jesus is here. And then after that, now what? Yeah? What do we do now that he's been? Yeah? Basically, that's what it is. And so I would say they're kind of my two just thoughts about reading the Bible, is that God is alive, the word is alive, he is speaking, so we can expect him to speak, and let's look for Jesus. All right, so let's read, and we're going to read, and I'm going to skim this chapter really quickly, and we're just going to see what sticks out. So if you've got your Bible, you can do it as well. Maybe something sticks out to you that's different. That's good. All right, so I'm going to start reading. I'm not going to read the whole book out loud, so just bear with me. All right. Exactly, yeah, exactly. So if I'm reading, you could get to the end, but I really feel like God's saying something to me from the first verse. So that's cool. Read, for me, you don't have to be prescriptive about this. Just say, God, you're going to speak to me and there's going to be something, and different days it'll be different parts. But you don't need to write down your concordance on the entire chapter. You know, other people have already done that and we can have a look at that. You don't have to write the exhaustive concordance of the Bible. You're just writing what God is speaking to you. Amen? So, all right, Jude 1:1, winning. I really like this, actually, looking at it here. I like this sentence. And so if I was writing in my Bible, I would be writing this: to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. So we have got, now, I think because I preach, I look at things like messages, and we all know that messages need 3 points. And so there are 3 things in that verse, which is really cool. It's very biblical. But we're going to look at that. So if I was writing, because I'm not going to write everything, I'm going to put in here, we have been called. So I'm just writing, this is the scripture. We are loved, and that love comes from God the Father. Can you read that? It doesn't matter. Write your own notes. And we are kept. Now, I have a little A, and then it shows me a note, and the note says, so kept for, or by, or in. So kept for, by, in. There's a three-point message in the footnote, if you wanted to. In Jesus. That's what it says, yes. So in my notes, I stole this from Maya. This is what I do for Jesus. It's a J with a crown. That's because it makes sense and it just saves time. So there we go. So Jude 1:1, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. Man, there's a lot in this passage, yeah? When you read the word, when you start to let it into your heart, I think it's exciting. To those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. Who is he talking to? Us. Yes, okay. So he is writing Jude, this guy who is a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, and James, one of the disciples, yeah. So he is writing to this group of people who have been called, who are loved, and who are kept for Jesus, yeah. And so that's us. So there I go, okay, so that's my scripture. So here is one thing that stood out to me in Jude 1, verse 1. You with me so far? This is okay? Yeah? All right. Now, next week, I'm just going to preach this again properly. No, I'm just joking. All right. So what I would do now, you wouldn't have to do this every day. I'm not saying you should, but I would every now and then just look it up in a couple of translations. So I have my handy iPad here and close. Thank you. It keeps telling me I don't have enough iCloud storage to back up. I don't know why. Every time. Because I probably don't have enough iCloud storage. They want me to buy it now. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, whack it up. Oh, there you go. Beautiful. Oh, you can put all the translations up, can't you? All right. So on my... Look at that. Good work, Christy. Whoops. I lost it all. So I have this... There's this website called Bible Gateway. You don't have to use it. You can. It's free. It's so easy these days. And they have an app, which I downloaded, but I'm still using the website because I think it's nicer. And you can look at parallel translations, which means side by side, you can have different versions of the Bible right there. Now, this is the reason you would do this is because every now and then it helps you understand. So for me, sometimes I read a passage. Now, this, I think, is fairly clear, but sometimes, you know, you read that verse in the Bible and it's super confusing. Yeah? Anyone else? I go and read the Message because then I understand it. Just to be transparent. You know, look it up in a different translation because it'll help you understand what's going on. And so in the NIV, it says that, to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. I've got ESV here as well. It says, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus. That's basically the same. And then it says, basically in the Message, it says here, writing to those loved by God the Father, called and kept safe by Jesus Christ. So that's really interesting because he's put in that word safe, yeah? And so he's saying there is something that we need to be saved from, there is something that we need to be protected from, and that happens because of Jesus, yeah? And it's in the NLT, thanks, Mum. See, everyone's got a different translation, it's beautiful. The Greek and the Hebrew, whoops, are way more complicated languages than English, a lot more depth in their meaning, and so read as many translations as you want to get a lot out of it, yeah? Or learn Greek, but that seems really hard. So, are you with me so far? All right, so we're still in S. Now, if I was doing this in the morning, you know, I'm not going to spend this much time. I'm not necessarily going to look it up in different translations. I'm not going to read a concordance. But you can do all of those things. And my point is, don't wait for somebody else to open the word for you, but take it upon yourself to open the word. Use the resources we have. It has never been easier to understand God's word and to read it and to access it and to explore it and to go into depth. You know, so use it, yeah? Let's use what we've got. So the other thing we could do, I have a tab open here with Matthew Henry's commentary. I don't actually recommend everybody try and read Matthew Henry's commentary because it was written a really long time ago and it's really confusing. But every now and then he's got some gold. So let's just see what he says. And he has a whole little section because his thing is divided. This dude was intense and he wrote pages on like every chapter in the Bible. I don't know how he did it. But he has this little thing and he and look here. This is I'll but that's pretty cool. Yeah, this is so my point being, if you are sitting there and you have that, like every day we should be trying to build a routine of reading the word. But I would encourage you to every week or every now and then get that extra time where you make a priority of saying, God, I'm going to spend a little bit more time and go a little bit deeper into your word. So maybe I've been reading every day and there was one thing that really stood out to me. Maybe come back to that and pull into it in greater depth, yeah, and see maybe there's something else there. Now, this is like then, you know, in 3 weeks I'll say, hey, do you want to preach? And you're like, yeah, I'm ready because I've already got it. You know, that's essentially what is preparing a message, yeah, is just pulling more out of it, understanding and finding what God's saying, yeah. So this is kind of maybe more depth than you would do every day, but if you've got the time, why not? It's good. It'll be worth it. God will speak to you. So then we've got that scripture. Okay, so we haven't even got anywhere yet. Yeah? So observation. My observation here is that there are these three things that we are called by God. So each and every one of us has a calling. We all are called. So I would write that down. We are called to good works. Because I know that that's other places in the Bible. I am called to make disciples. Yeah? Don't worry about the writing. It's all, this is my journal. You know, write in your own journal however you want. I am called to ministry. You know, what is the thing that you are called to? What are my gifts? So you see what I'm doing here is I'm just pulling it out a little bit and thinking, well, what does that word mean? What is he saying? What is God saying to me in this? So I'm called, I am loved by the Father. I think it's really interesting that you can laugh at my handwriting. It's all right. Exactly. That's right. Thank you. I'll take that. I think it's really interesting that Jude makes this distinction between God the Father as the one who loves us and Jesus the Son as the one who saves us, yeah, who has kept us. And so what he's trying to say is that there is this characteristic of the Father that is loving. And so then I can understand that like a father, I am loved by God. And so that means that he has mercy, that he has grace, that he has this calling and this plan because he has hope for me, yeah? He has something that he wants me to do because he loves me and he's like a father who has dreams for their kids, yeah? And it also means that like a father, he has given me the gifts that he wanted to, that he needed to give me to do the thing that he has called me to do because he loves me, yeah? Because I am loved, he enables my calling through Jesus who saves. Does that make sense? So it all works together. I am loved by God, and because I am loved by God, I am saved by his Son. He gave his Son for me so that I might live. And then because of that, I am saved so that I can live out all of this, which is the calling. Yeah? And so that's... So I am then saved or I am kept for that calling. Does that all make sense? Okay. So we are called, we are loved, we are saved by Jesus. So then when I come to my application, I'm going to spin this round. That's how I got my job as a graphic designer.
That's my portfolio right there.
Application. My application here is that my calling is not dependent on me. So here, calling not dependent on self, but kept, I'll keep writing, by Jesus. Yeah. So I am here to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. Now, I want to just pull something from this. We had that for, by, what was the other one? In. And you guys are listening. That's good. So if I wanted to apply this to me even more, I can say, well, God, thank you for Jesus. I'm going to sneak into my prayer, but this application would be, I'm saved by Jesus. I'm kept by him. It's because of him that I am loved and I am saved, and it enables God, who is perfect and who demands justice, to love me. Because Jesus paid the price for me, because he took the punishment, yeah? So I am kept by him. I am kept for him. Yeah, do you see where I'm going with this? It's not rocket science. So then my calling, whoops, that's even worse, is not about, okay, you gave me this thing so I could do it for myself, so that I could be awesome and famous and rich, yeah? That's not why I'm gifted. That's not why I'm called. But I am called for Jesus. So then my purpose is to do what he has done and do what he does and follow him and be about his name and his glory. So I am kept for Jesus. So I am saved by Jesus. I am kept for Jesus. And I am kept in Jesus. So the only time that I can be called and loved is when I have that fresh relationship with Jesus Christ. And when I am in him and he is in me, then I am called and I am loved and I am kept and all of that. Amen? This is a cool passage of scripture. Good work. Thanks, Mom. Save me there. I was really hoping we didn't get something random. That would have made this more difficult, but, you know, trust God and he will come through. So there's my application, okay? So the application for me then is, what do I need to do to keep myself in better relationship with Jesus? So I'm going to just put relationship with Jesus. That's my shorthand. Does anybody else do a W with a line for with? Okay, that's what it means. You'll use it now. It's nice. Anything that can save me time writing is great, because I don't like it. I just have a lot of, the thoughts are coming, and so you got to get it out so you don't waste time. You get it. So that's my application then from this verse, is that it's all about relationship. I'm loved by God the Father, because he's a father who loves me, and I am kept in Jesus. And so my calling is not about how good am I, what can I do, what am I capable of, what can I do in my own strength. Like Maya was saying, it's not about the cistern, the well that I can build for myself, but it is all about my relationship with God, my relationship with Jesus, that is by him, for him, in him. Amen? So then my prayer, that's a giraffe, not a pea, whoops. My prayer is, God, help me to get closer to you. Help me to have a fresh relationship with you. Help me to know your word, to listen to you, to be close to you. Thank you for keeping me. You know, it's always a good way to start a prayer is with a thank you. Thank you, then help me. There's my little thought. If I thank God first, often I don't. Often we ask for help first. And then a few sentences into my prayer, I realize that he's already helped me. And so I thank him. Yeah. So God, thank you for your grace. Thank you that because of Jesus, I am saved. Because of him, I am made whole. Because of him, I am loved and I am called and I am chosen. Help me to have the relationship with him that I need, that he wants. Yeah. Help me to realize that I am kept by him, that I am kept for him, that I am made for him, yeah? So that I can live out the calling that he has put on my life and so that I can continue to have a strong relationship with him. So that would be my prayer, yeah? And that's my soap. There you go. That was all right. That worked better than I thought it was going to work. I was just counting on the paella to save me at the end. So scripture, observation, application, prayer. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. It's just a framework to help us think. And I think sometimes when we come to the Word of God, we need some structure to help us see it clearly, yeah? We need some framework to help us understand what's going on, because otherwise you can be sitting there reading chapters of the Bible and just have no idea what's going on. But as demonstrated tonight, from the introduction of the book, there is so much that God is saying. Now, I've kind of done this as like a little teaching illustration thing, but seriously, this is really cool. We are called by God. He loves us. God the Father loves us and he has chosen us and he has called us. And we are kept for Jesus, by Jesus, in Jesus. Because of his love for me, I can have relationship with God the Father and I can live out the calling that he's have. And all I need to do is have that relationship with Jesus, yeah? All I need to do is stay connected to him. Amen. And so, like, let's put aside routines. Let's put aside soap. Let's put aside all of that and acknowledge that God is saying something there. Like, I believe he's saying something right now. He's saying something to me. I trust he's saying something to you. And so we'll pray in a second, but maybe start to open your heart. Maybe you feel far from Jesus. Maybe you're feeling like you just need that. You need something fresh. Maybe it is the reading thing and you just need to say, God, please help me to see it in a fresh way. I hope this has been refreshing for you. You know, help me to read your word in a new way. Show me yourself. Maybe it's just thank you for calling me and for loving me. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Whatever it is, let's just open our hearts to God and let's just pray right now. God, I thank you so much. Thank you for everything that you do for us. God, we didn't deserve it, but because you love us like a father, you gave your son. God, that I would be kept by Jesus, that it's because of him that we are saved, because of him that we are free, because of him we don't have to die, but we can spend eternity with you and we can have life to the full right here and now. Because of him, we can be kept for him. God, help us to remember that our purpose and our gifting and our calling is not about our ideas or what we can do, but it is about your purpose, your glory, your will, and your name. And God, that we are kept in him. Help us all to have a fresh relationship with you every day, to remember that it's because of Jesus that we are saved, and to stay close to him, to stay connected to you. God, I just thank you for every person that's here right now. God, thank you that you've spoken to us, that you're speaking to us. I pray that this week we wouldn't just go about our week, but we would spend time with you. We would make the effort, take the time to connect with you, because it is so valuable, God. Thank you, Lord. Now, we close with a prayer every week and we'll do it again. It'll come up on the screen. And it's just a recommitment to God and a recommitment to Jesus. But like, really just pray for anything that you need to pray for. You know, if you want to pray through something with us, then come and chat, whatever it is. But we're going to just pray this together. You know, we pray it together because we're here as a community. We're here as a family. But, you know, let's just pray this in a fresh way and just commit our hearts to God. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I'll follow you. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. Hope that was all right. Good fun. We are going to do a song and then we're going to eat Spanish food.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this teaching from City Life Church. And why not join us on a Sunday? We hold multiple services around the Illawarra. For more information, go to www.citylife.org.au.